As the days passed, things got worse and worse for the gnomes. Apart from the cat, there were night watchmen patrolling the store after everyone had gone home, and the gnomes hardly dared to show themselves. But they couldn't think of a way to leave. None of them fancied walking through the city with all its dangers. There were the lorries that delivered goods every day, but only a few brave gnomes were prepared to be a stowaway on them. And besides, no one knew where they would stop.
"We will have to take so much with us," moaned the head gnome, sitting sadly on an empty cotton reel. "String and cloth and all sorts of things. Food, too. A lot of the younger gnomes wouldn't survive for 5 minutes in the country otherwise. We've had such an easy life here, you see."
Rincemangle scratched his head.
"I suppose so, but you'll have to give it up sooner or later. Where's Featherhead?"
Featherhead, the gnome Rincemangle was staying with, had led a raid on the books section to see if there were any books about living in the country. Towards dawn, a party of tired gnomes came back, dragging a big paper bag.
"We were almost spotted by the night watchman," muttered Featherhead. "We got a few books, though."
There was one in the sack that had nothing to do with the country. Rincemangle looked at it for a long time.
"Teach yourself to drive," he said.
He opened it with some difficulty and saw a large picture of the controls of a car. He didn't say anything for a long time. Finally, the head gnome said,
"It's very interesting, but I hardly think you're big enough to drive anything."
"No," said Rincemangle, "but perhaps. Featherhead, can you show me where the lorries are parked at night? I've got an idea."